Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the good old Gramercy Theater in New York City. Oh boy, the donuts are already on the stage. Oh, this is going to be a fun one for the people in attendance. The listeners might not enjoy it as much. Do you guys like listening to the donut throwing? Okay. Okay. I always thought, oh, the people that are here, this is awesome. It's fun to throw them. It's fun to catch them. But the listener, holy shit. Every once in a while, I'll get disgruntled Joe, you know, that jump on Twitter and say, stop with the donuts. I'm a diabetic. It's Wednesday, June 13, 2018. You know, we got snowed out in March, and now I'm finally back. And wait, what was the booing about? Do you think inclement weather is gonna hear your boos and change their shit? It did suck though that happened, but I'm happy that we were able to reschedule these 3 months later. And you guys have, I bet, been sitting on some name tags that you wanted to bring that night. So let's take a quick look-see at what we're talking about. Lots of options. Of course, the people in the balcony, they know they got here last. They know that they didn't need to be up front. They can just sit up there and relax and watch you guys all scream and yell like I'm fucking Wayne Brady. Wait, now that might sound bad if people don't know that he's the host of Let's Make a Deal. People listening like, people just yell at Wayne Brady? The Johnster Squad, very good. Keith's name tag, the movie tag, very nice. Rob Bate, we've seen you before, right? Yeah, did you win the prize bag? Nope, okay, good luck. Paul and Megan, a royal romance. Which one are you? Paul. Please stand up and show the entire facility your silly ass sign. Great job, Paul. And then there's just an open box of donuts. Did you see I already have two boxes of donuts? What do you think? But you never know what my guests are going to go for. They might even pick something that says a sex doll with Sam Levine's face on it. And it says Lil Wolverine, a.k.a. Lil Logan. Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park's a big one to do lately. Oh, what's making noise? What's, the fucking, give me that motherfucker. I'm sorry, I put the comma in the wrong place. Give me that motherfucker. No, give me that motherfucker. It's got a shithead in the back. So your name is Paul, but this is Ted. And how do you make Ted talk? Wouldn't that suck if Ted talks were just this stupid bear?
Today I'm going to tell you about AIDS.
Was that a good impression? No. I forget what he sounds like. He's got like a New York accent or something? Boston. Oh, that's right. Well, I don't know what that was. That was fucking British. British. You know the British Bostoners. You know what I'm talking about, Ted. So how do you make him talk? Punch him in this hand?
Totally be lawyers. It's always good to find new ways to surprise your lover. excuse me, where's your non-jerk-off bathroom?
It's like I'm putting the microphone up to his neck like he's got a hole in his neck. That he's a trach patient and he...
How's everybody doing?
Okay, one more, because this, I feel like the gems never stop with this guy. I think we're going to get another good one.
Piss off, I don't want to get any jizz on me.
I think he said piss off, don't get any jizz on me? Oh, Ted. Here's the exit over here. I caught him. People would actually go, oh, if I let him hit the floor. It's not the American flag. It's a talking teddy bear, and Seth MacFarlane is not inside him. He is on set, though. Wouldn't that be funny if he sat there in a bear suit? Maybe he did. I don't know the process. But thanks for bringing all those name tags. I appreciate it. Doug plugs, this Saturday, June 16th, Doug Loves Movies is back in St. Louis at the Gassy Helium Comedy Club at 420. 420 is a great time to show up at my shows, even if it starts at 8. You got a pregame, son. And the special, thank you for coming at the special 8:30 time. Let me ask you this, is 8:30 to 10 better for you guys than 8 to 9:30? No? Okay, we'll switch it back. Settle down. Tuesday, I'm going to be doing stand-up at the Improv in Kansas City, Missouri. And then on Sunday, June 24th, I'm doing a double, Doug Loves Movies, followed by a Benson movie interruption of Breaking Dawn Part 2, The Twilight Saga. I think is the full title. That's going to be at the Rio Theater, hashtag Save the Rio, in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And if they're letting Americans in at that point. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Theater in LA on Tuesday, June 26th. For all my dates and deets and links, oh my, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Wow, okay, that was kind of extended, yeah. Getting into Lil Jon territory. Yeah! All right, prize bag, let's do this. I brought a ton of stuff. A sippy cup from when I saw the boys in the band. The play revival on Broadway. Enjoyed it very much. Cheeseburger condiment box from the flight. One of my CDs. The same one I obviously have too many of because I'm giving them out on every show lately. Douglas Movies t-shirt. A beautiful bong from Peacemaker that you can use to celebrate the holidays. A book from our friend Ken Jennings. He has a new book out called Planet Funny. There's like 2.5 pages about Douglas Movies in the book. It's the only part I read. It's excellent. Very accurate. This is Downtown Houston Magazine. I just had a lovely time in Houston with Amy Miller and Harmar Superstar and Emma Arnold, who was mistakenly from the corrections department. We listed her briefly as Emma Roberts. Some people got very excited. Jeff Tate was very excited about it. And then I got this thing recently. I was walking around a mall and a guy was playing with this thing and he made it look really cool. And I was like, oh, I want one of those things. I'll put it in the prize bag. But I think you can all see this right here. But it's like a ball that's kind of watery and it's like got a pig face on it. And when you throw it on the ground, it just goes completely flat and looks like spilled green something. And I'd like to do that for you now. All right, that one wasn't as good as I'd hoped. Ooh! I didn't realize breaking it was an option. Oh my God, I just imagine like you guys are like, what are we at, a fucking Gallagher show? Just water shoots in your faces. But you get the idea. Whoever wins the prize bag is going to have a lot of fun with that. But then it gets, I think the floor is really clean at the mall where the guy does it. Like, I think he cleans his own floor and then does it. And you're like, oh, that's great. Because, like, as soon as it starts to get dirt on it, it stops working. And that's almost immediately. All right, let's get my guests out here. They huddled in the waiting area to come on up. Oh, my God. I've been kind of blabbing all over radio the last couple days who's going to be here just because I'm very excited about this lineup. Please, everybody, give it up for Jim Norton, Sam Roberts, Ron Bennington, Tom Takkar, and Mark Normand. This is like one of them Playgirl articles, you know, the men of satellite radio. Very, very sexy panel, and let's meet them individually, starting with the man directly to my left. It's Sam Roberts, everybody.
Woo, doggy.
How's it going, dude?
It's great. How are you?
You have a hoodie on that says "It" on the front of it.
It's a movie,
yeah.
Show.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's right.
People usually don't do that. Like, look at everybody else in the panel. They just have their own personal style.
Well, no, they don't appreciate the show like I do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you're a big fan of It.
It was great. Yes.
You watched all of It.
All of It. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like Pennywise.
You know, I was thinking it, but I didn't say it because I'm nice to my guests, and that's why I only have comedians, because then they can just shit on each other, and I can stand nearby and laugh about it. That Pennywise dude is in Deadpool 2. Anyway, nobody knows what he looks like, because right. He's Pennywise.
Right. He's like a skinny little British guy, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Like hot.
He's a model.
He's a model?
Swedish, yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah, but he's one of the guys that Deadpool recruits for the team. He's the one that spews hot lava out of his mouth.
Maybe anyway. He's not a model. Maybe I'm just repeating what I heard at a glory hole.
Oh, okay.
You heard me? God damn
it. Sam is, of course, the host of the Sam Roberts Show every morning on Sirius XM. And, oh, yeah, there's another guy on the show, too, but I haven't introduced him yet. Oh. I'll call it his show when I get to him. And it's on from, I should know, I did it 2 days in a row. It's on from 8 to 11 here on the East Coast.
That's right.
Yeah, and then on Sirius, Faction Talk 103.
There it is.
Yeah, I did
Hey.
It. And thank you for being here, dude.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and just next to Mr. Robots is a gentleman who has his own show on Sirius XM. It's Ron Bennington!
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Gail, of course, his daughter, who co-hosts Bennington on, what's it on there, Raw Dog?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number on Raw Dog?
16 or 70, maybe? I don't know. We don't see the numbers from the inside of the radio. I wish we did. I wish we did.
All right, but it's Raw Dog on Sirius XM, so you'll be able to find it. Bennington for 3 hours a day. I want to say noon to 3 Eastern.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
Yeah, and you co-host with Gail Bennington, your daughter, who is with child.
She is going to have a baby. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, she lied to me.
Yes, the little Norman baby.
Yeah.
We're all excited, because we always wanted to have a little baby racist in the family. And this is our chance.
I'm homophobic.
Oh, homophobic. I get those two so mixed up.
Yeah. By the way, Ron looks like the manager of this failed boy band, doesn't he?
Let me tell you something. I raised these kids from 7... to where they finally could tell on me.
Yeah, I'm letting that one linger. Thanks for being here, Ron.
Oh, thank you.
Sitting next to Ron, the co-host of You Up with Nikki Glaser, it's Tom Takkar, everybody. Nikki, of course, was invited to be here and said yes until a couple days ago when she got another appearance on The Tonight Show that she needs to practice for.
Uh-huh.
I should have just told her she could do her set during this.
Oh, that would have been good. Yeah. Instead, you got the sidekick. I went from
co-host... You were invited anyway.
Yeah, I was. I went from co-host of that show to sidekick, and now I'm taking out the trash, so I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Oh, how is she practicing for The Tonight Show? Just sitting in a fucking basement like Rupert Pupkin talking to a cutout of Jimmy? I knew the joke wasn't good, so I did that. Fucking hack.
It was a movie reference, though, so that was great.
It sure was, but the fact that I did De Niro on it, like, ah, you.
You know how to get a crowd. But Tom, your show with Nikki, you are I think of you as the co-host.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you talk more than her, and you won't shut the fuck
what
up.
What the fuck? No, I do think on that show, you know that like type of porn where like a girl meets a guy?
Uh-huh.
A girl meets a guy and then takes him home to like bang, and then all of a sudden she's like, "Oh, and here's my boyfriend."
Yeah, and then they all fuck the dog.
I'm the boyfriend who's like, "Hey, can I jerk off over here?" Like nobody's ready for me to be there, you know.
But that explains why when I was on the other day, you were jerking off.
I was jerking off.
Yeah, this is a
that's
true
why I explain it that
story.
Way.
Everybody everybody loves cuck radio, so it's going to do good for you guys.
So you're on from 10 to noon Eastern.
That's right.
On Channel 95.
That's Comedy Central 95.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah,
I got it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm doing good. And here he is, everybody, the host of the Jim Norton Show, Jim Norton!
Hey, they like you.
What's happening? Somebody doesn't want their water?
No.
Okay. Hey, Jim.
Hi, buddy.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You're on this show with Sammy over here.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, in the mornings.
Yeah, we have fun.
Yeah, right?
I couldn't have given a more pat dog shit answer. Well, it's a lot of fun. Really? That's funny.
Well, how do you say
I know,
like
I really set you up for some
well,
great...
Well, no, but I mean, it's the worst answer. Like, we interview an actor, and it's like, how was the movie? Oh, we had a lot of fun. Did you really? Fuck you.
My dad used to have, we'd watch David Letterman together. My dad would have a pet peeve because David Letterman, if it was fall, every guest he'd start with, how was your summer? And it drove my dad crazy because he thought that was too generic and he had no idea that they discuss in advance what they're going to talk about. And so the people have a story about their summer, probably.
They had probably a story to lead into, and Dave, by that point, was probably, like, too fucking tired to do, like, real, like, setups. So it would be, like, a generic, how was your summer? Oh, good, my mother died or whatever happened. You could just talk about
it. I think we're saying the same thing.
We are, yeah. I'm just agreeing with you.
That's good. Like, we could just tour together and be one of us is really high and the other isn't, and both say the same sentiment.
Absolutely, but you have an excuse. You're high. I'm just fucking boring and repetitive.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for having, as a frequent guest on your show, he's been on all the shows. He's been on everything on satellite radio. I think I heard him on the U2 channel the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Mark Normand.
Hey, hey. Comedy. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be here. Sold out another one.
Yeah, but I got pushed over the edge because a lot of you knew these guys were going to be here. Okay.
Nobody cares.
That's what I'm saying. Six or seven of you knew what was up, and that's all we needed to reach sellout status. hey, quick message from management. They sell snow cones here now.
Whoa.
Yes, if you want a fucking snow cone. Do you want to fuck a snow cone? Father, can you hear me? Deadpool 2, not my joke. Deadpool 2. All right, so this is our panel. Did I talk to you enough, Mark?
I think we're good. Which one of us out of all of us will get Me Too'd first, do you think?
Oh, okay, let me take a good look.
That's my game show.
I don't know, man, because it's, stuff, it's everything, it's your whole life is on trial.
Wait, Ron just grabbed my dick. It's over.
Oh. I think all of us are fine with that.
Good answer, Doug.
Go ahead, Ron. All right, so... let's start with I'm putting all my stuff into a Baja Fresh bag for the winner today. And by winner, I mean person who gets to just carry a bunch of our garbage home with them. Or just, oh my God, I've never seen that. I've seen name tags like in garbage cans right outside the venue after a show, which is, the person didn't get picked and they didn't feel like they would need it again. It's sad. But... But it'd be really amazing to just see all the prizes just in the garbage right outside the venue. Okay, so what do you got, Mark?
Oh, I got a... I tried to get like a real gift this time because I always give a real like a piece of shit. So this is $20 to Chipotle gift card.
Oh! I love Chipotle.
Yeah. Very good. They're not... They had the... Ebola over there? What was that they had?
You're not going to be a spokesman for them.
They had E. coli, but they're back.
Up.
Now you get free cola.
Well, I enjoy an E. cola with my, tacos. I don't know what you're talking about.
E. cola.
So good for the throat. Singers recommend it. Okay, so that's it?
Hey, this is something. What do you mean? That'll get you two burritos.
I mean, look at Jim. He's like brought everything from his rec room.
It fits a lot in one little package.
Yeah, no, it's great. Thank you. Jim Norton, what do you have for us?
It really is another thoughtless, abominable gift. This is a hat. This was worn by Chip Chipperson.
Ooh. Oh!
Which, believe me, long after Norton hangs himself, Chip will be doing shows. And with that, I also have some goldfish.
Chips, you're Tony Clifton?
Goldfish and some Pepperidge
Farm
cookies.
Whoa, that's big Sausalito, baby.
And these Reese's white, whatever that is.
Gentrification.
And they'll be on time.
White chocolate. That's how it starts.
There you are.
Look at this homo. Told you, Ron.
I loved in La La Land, what's his nuts, Ryan Gosling is singing on the pier about, you know, the beauty of stars. And he goes over and takes a hat from a dude. And I swear to God, I was like, all right, here we go. Gosling learned some hat choreography, and he's going to do some shit with the hat. And he's just like, he gives it back. It's like, what the fuck is happening?
Like that movie? Did you like that movie? Doug, I've always said you should be a prop comic. That was fucking amazing, dude. I came out of nowhere.
I see anything. Yeah, I should be the prop comic that just picks something up and goes, here's the movie scene this reminds me of.
Dude, La La Land.
Was she a great big fat person? All right, so...
Oh, Doug, I'm not going to rest until I say La La Land was fucking terrible.
Oh, you didn't like it.
Yeah,
I didn't like it either.
Of course you hate it. Why would you like it?
You didn't like a movie that proved that white men are the father of jazz?
Well, I'm going to hang on to these Reese's. What do you have, Tom?
Oh, man, I got so much shit here. I got some T-shirts that don't fit me. I brought I got a South Park T-shirt. Who cares? I was at a Knicks event last night that the mom from Florida Project was at, and they gave me this big T-shirt. I brought black licorice because it's like, you know, you like black licorice? Get him out of here! It was a trick to see where the pedophiles are in the crowd.
Huh?
Let me see that black licorice.
There you go, baby.
I mean, let's just fucking give it to the guy.
Hell yeah! Thank God. That was going to be a punishment. That was a gift where it's like if you win, but you feel like you lost. And then I brought a koozie from my podcast, Stand By Your Band, where we have comics defend shitty music. Doug was on it.
Yeah, I defended Taylor Swift. I don't want to talk about it.
Wow. Cool, this guy's digging right in. Good for you there. Whoa.
If you love black licorice, you're not going to wait on it when you got some in your hands.
You're like Jim with black cock.
They didn't want to like that one, but they did.
And I have nothing to say.
Okay, where are we at? Ron, what do you got? I like it already.
Yeah, well, I asked you what your fans were like, and you said real nerds and movie geeks. So this is... Tim and Eric, Billion Dollar Movie, signed by Tim and Eric. All right? I'm sorry it's not fucking black licorice or a shitty hat. I thought this was a serious show where we take care of you, the fans. That's what I care about, right?
Wow.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here. The fans make this show, Doug, because I've seen them remind you of where you are in the show. It's incredibly helpful.
Yeah, God. They tell me this a lot of things I don't want to hear, but yeah, it's usually good.
This is like De Niro saying, fuck Trump. Like, we get it.
So here you go.
Thank you. I was watching the Tonys as it happened, and they bleeped the shit out of De Niro's thing. And so it just really looked so silly. Just like, because he bleeped the entire sentence each time he spoke. So he's putting his hands over his ear, the whole crowd's on their feet, and you're like, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah.
To get the whole crowd crazy like that.
It's like watching Goodfellas on TV. You're like, what did they do with this?
Yeah. All right, so Sam, bring it home, Sam.
I wish I had gone before Ron.
Sure.
This is a Not Sam shirt from NotSam.com.
Oh, boy.
Signed by Tim and Eric. Oh,
that's nice.
Now we're getting somewhere. Well, thank you for that, dude. And thank you guys for bringing all this stuff. And somebody gets to cart it all out of here. And we got some donuts on stage. So if any of you ever are in the mood to hurl a donut into the audience... Mark, you want to do one?
Yeah.
Come on over.
All right.
I just don't like, my hands get too sticky when I do it, because...
That's what she said.
Right? Oh, here.
That's over.
Wait, you took a bite out of it? It's not a grenade.
Throw that bite back out there for the rest of that.
All right, so I have a question for everybody. Everybody gets the same question if you want to cheat and think about it before it gets to you. We'll start with Mark. What was the last movie that you saw?
I saw the Mr. Rogers movie.
Ooh.
At the Angelica, 10 a.m. showing, cried three times.
That was a cried at the trailer movie.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Yeah, it's I don't know if I can handle it.
It's a doozy, but there's no pedophilia.
Did you ever think there was going to be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it opens by going, he's a priest who loves children. You're like, oh, boy, here we go.
This is going to be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You brought tissues to it?
Yeah, before the music even starts.
Yeah. I brought tissues and lube. But it was great. It's really good. I didn't know what a mover and a shaker he was. He's a cool dude.
Right?
Fred Rogers.
It's just like 90 minutes of how great he was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's dead.
I know. Why didn't they make that when he was still alive and he could have appreciated it? He probably wouldn't even watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
He's too humble.
Jim Norton?
I saw a terrible movie on Netflix. Martin Freeman in Cargo. Did you see that?
Anybody
Cargo,
see that?
It's a movie about...
Shorts?
It was really bad. It was like there's some kind of a thing that wipes people out and makes them kind of zombies. It's another dumb fucking zombie movie. It was just awful.
What compelled you to watch it? Was it Martin Freeman? You like him?
No, I was sitting next to a girl who wanted to watch it, and she had big tits.
Were they hers?
That's the real answer.
No, but
always
her dick
worry
was.
About Jim.
All right, so
she wanted to watch it, so I watched it. It was terrible.
Okay, it's terrible, you guys. So, yeah, anyone want to defend it? I didn't think so.
Has anybody seen it?
Yeah.
It was bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in it.
Tom, what about you?
Last movie I saw in theaters was that new Avengers movie. I saw it in Harlem, and it was a great experience because I was high, and this little kid got lost in the middle of the movie. He like couldn't find his parents. And then this lady found him, and she started yelling, "There's a missing child in here! Missing child in the theater! We have a missing child!" And then this guy yelled out from the back, "It ain't the time for that!" And then we all went back to watching the movie. And it was like we saw an Amber Alert in 3D. In that we ignored it. Like, no one's ever fucking...
Fucking Asians, huh?
Wait, what?
Yeah, but it was great. I loved it.
That scenario you just described, or the movie?
All of it. Every part of it.
Right. You liked the movie all the way through, all the way to the end?
I loved the ending. I get bored in those superhero movies during the fighting scenes. I'm like, I hear a lot of girls say that where they're like, they zone out during the fighting scenes. Me too, man. That's what Me Too is about, right? I got lost on that movement. I get bored during the long fight scenes where I know the heroes aren't gonna die, you know.
Okay.
Wink.
I won't add anything to that. Ron Bennington.
Well, Doug, my movie doesn't have a missing black child in it, but
that's the twist.
Yeah.
The child was
I saw a film the other day by Destiny's Films. And it was this
sounds like
amazing
a missing
chance for North Korea to get a lot of money and turn themselves into something great. And it was fucking unbelievable. You would have sworn that you were tripping by the end of it. I don't know whether you guys like those Scientology promo films. But the United States is now making those Destiny films. Come on, Korea, join the team. Doug, it's on CNN.
Did you like it? You enjoy it?
I loved it, Doug, and I'll tell you why. I am a major Trump supporter, and hear me out. I just really want to hold back gays, women's, and Muslims. That's where I'm at right now. And I feel like we are making that kind of progress. So, 6 more years, everybody.
There's one guy in here who's with you.
Yeah. Quietly. He's like,
yeah,
ooh.
Exactly.
I got to throw a donut now just to cheer these people up.
Oh, that's for the donut.
Hold up a sign.
Oh, he got it.
Oh, shit, he caught it. That was a fastball right at you.
That was nice.
That was like in a league of their own. You're Gina Davis.
Good catch. Apologies to the Home Alone sign that I missed. Macaulay looked very shocked that I was throwing a donut at him. I'll fucking do it again. You pick that thing up again.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Do it right again. In the mouth.
Got his ass. Got his ass.
The donut lighting guy is on point.
Yeah. That's the title of his job. He gets dental. It's fucked up.
How are the snow cones selling? Are we moving any?
I haven't seen anybody get up to buy a damn...
Oh, there's people at the bar over there.
He's got a blue. They're fantastic.
Mm, remember that when you're shitting later. It's like, oh, fuck, am I dying?
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah, I also drank Windex. That was fucked up of me to do.
It looked like a snow cone topping. Windex, you know a blue snow cone? Sam... What was the last movie you saw?
Well, I saw the movie It right before I went sweatshirt shopping.
He's been sitting on that one.
It's been a while. Don't do it.
Sit on it.
I saw A Quiet Place.
Oh. I've always thought they should make a movie about a librarian and the troubles.
That's right.
That they have.
That's right.
Keeping a place quiet from monsters. So you watched it in your home?
No, in theaters. This was like maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, that's the Jim Halper movie, right?
Yeah.
John Krasinski, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but somebody said it would be funny, you know, if he turned and shushed the camera.
I said that, Doug.
Oh, it was Ron Bennington.
I don't know. Is there a monster? Idea. It'd be funny if he falls in love with the monster over 2 hours or whatever.
Also be ironic to play that movie in Harlem.
So now we're just striking a pose to get a laugh.
It worked after.
Stand behind the joke. These pussies were scared.
I don't even get the joke. I couldn't follow it. Because I'm still trying to think of if Sam wants to tell us what the last movie he really saw was.
It was A Quiet Place. There's no...
See, I went all the way back to It. Did you like It? A Quiet Place?
Yeah, I didn't...
I see what you're doing.
This could go all night.
Right?
A Quiet Place was great.
Really?
It was awesome.
Which movie are we talking about? All right. Thanks, everybody, for answering so candidly. I know. You come on here, you don't want to have hard balls thrown at you or soft donuts. And
Actually, the last movie I saw was Hardball. It was thrown at me. Doesn't matter. Have you guys seen Hardball? G-Baby dies. I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, slow down on that man. tall boy.
What the fuck?
Wow, this guy in the audience is like a living commercial for Tecate.
It made me want another one.
Tecate.
All right. Here's the part of the show where I say turn it off, Bert, because I'm about to say, let the games begin. Let the games begin. These people have made name tags for your perusal and selection. Gentlemen, pick the name tag that you would like to play for this evening on behalf of, and they could win all the prizes. If it's got something taped to it, you get to keep it, like if there's booze or candy or something on it. This gentleman, of course, has another box of donuts. But everybody just jump up off your stool.
Can we just pick someone?
And go get it, yeah.
I'll take the little Wolverine fuck doll.
Okay, here we go.
Little Wolverine.
I like a man who knows what he wants. Gets it right away. Sam's got one. Ron is gesturing. Bring it to Mr. Bennington.
I'm going to take Paul there.
Tom, Takar, going for one of the nerdiest.
Thanks.
Potential. Oh, Mark loves Ted. We can hear. Let's hear from Ted a little bit later in the show.
All right.
He's got a lot of things to say, that bear. All right.
You got real weed in the pipe.
Oh, we got more donuts.
Well done.
Oh, now, oh, wait, when I was holding it, he didn't have, oh, yeah, he did.
He's good.
I'm so glad I didn't throw him down on the ground. It would have broke that pipe.
Hey, tasty cakes.
All right. Got a lot of donuts up here. You're going to have to get rid of one right now. Now he throws one in anger.
Yeah.
What are these?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. More donuts.
Are those more donuts?
Those actually look like donut plants, so those are pretty expensive.
Yeah, they're really sticky. It's going to get crazy in here, you guys. Oh, you guys bring so many donuts. Do you want us to have yours, too?
Going for the back over there.
Is it all right with you guys if I just hurl entire boxes into the crowd?
I almost took the light out.
I love how many people have their hands up like, yeah, throw a box of donuts at me. Makes me want to. Where's the section that all wants it?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Crazy.
I think I just hit the sound guy. I'm very sorry. My bad, dog. That was pretty sick, though.
All right. Seriously, you guys. Let's see who everybody's playing for. Starting with Mark, you've got the Paul instead of Ted.
Yeah.
Teddy Bear from the motion picture Ted and Ted 2.
Yep. Yeah. Got real weed in the pipe and maybe a possible real joint.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Real joint. Real pipe. Good for you.
And heavy.
Touch his left hand. Show us. Show us on this teddy bear where you were touched. And just points to his heart. I was touched in my heart.
You gotta be really quiet.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll quiet down. Put it in his neck.
Yeah, I don't think.
That's what you get for fucking exercising.
Did he just drop an F bomb?
He did.
Wow. It was so cute that you thought it came out of his mouth like a real bear.
I love our gun dog baby family. Newsflash, Boston Whore has seen Italian penis.
Boston Whore has seen Italian penis.
All right.
Pretty good. This is going to fuck some kid up.
Jim, who are you playing for?
Lil
Wolverine.
Lil Vinny.
It's a sex doll made up as a frequent guest on the show, Sam Levine.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the person you're playing for? Who brought it?
Little Wolf Vinny.
Oh, Vinny. Oh, Wolf shit. Vinny, yeah. I didn't read it right. Wolf Vinny. Okay, yeah. So Vinny is who you're playing for. Okay, great. Go ahead and put that down on the ground. Tom, you've got a knitted glove on.
Yeah. This is from Avengers. The Infinity War, and it's Thanos' little hand or whatever with all the jewels in it.
Knitted
it's
by
much too hot.
Knitted by Katie, that's the name
this
on
is,
it?
The Avengers Infinicady War.
Infinicady
War.
Yeah, Katie's always making...
It's pretty good.
Cool knitted stuff.
I saw a picture of this earlier today, and I was like, I like it. It's much too hot, though.
Right, I know. But in the wintertime, you're going to be set with a Tecate in one hand and a Thanos Infinity glove on the other hand. You're fucking set. Oh, yeah, you can hold it in the glove when it's cold.
This is the missing jewel, is this can of Tecate. This is what you really need to end half of the population. Have you guys not seen the movie? It doesn't matter.
It's well knit.
They may have seen the movie, but they're probably still keeping that reveal. Katie, do you sell this stuff? No? You don't have like an Etsy store? You don't care anymore? You just make them for these special occasions? Well, thank you for doing
good
that.
Good lady.
Katie!
Yeah, give it up for Katie. And the one man brave enough to reward her by picking her thing. Or not.
It's her stuff always gets picked by somebody. She made a BB-8. She made a fucking
face
hugger.
Oh, you made the BB-8? Yeah, hold on, yeah. I got to pick somebody else. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you got there, Ron?
It's a little embarrassing, Doug. My guy just handed me an empty box. he was waving it very proudly from the back there. And I thought, that young man really wants to be part of this. And it's just an empty box.
Wow. I thought my prize was bad.
If it means anything, I'm not going to try very hard for him.
What's your name, dude? Anthony? No, I'll tell you what's up. You gave Braun a fucking empty box. Even I could keep up with that story.
What'd they All think
right,
when
so
you were bringing
playing,
that
he's
in?
He's playing for you because it worked. You still get, you know, he still gets played for. Sam, what do you got?
I have to be honest. This is probably the least creative of the name tags, but the guy I got it from looked so eager to be a part of things. I wanted him to be a part. It's a printout of the poster of the Hurt Locker. But it says the Burt Locker.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burt instead of Hurt, you see? Uh-huh.
Right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Play on words.
Good.
That's right.
Pretty good.
Well done.
Really? So his name's let me Locker? I don't
know. Where's Burt at?
Locker up, of course.
Oh, man, I got donut on me. All right, so... That's who you guys are playing on behalf of. One of those people's going to win all this stuff. I've got a few games here. How are we doing on time? Great. This first game is called How Much Did This Shit Make?
Ooh. Ooh.
This is normally I would choose a movie that, you know, that's not good. Like bad movies. But this movie is, in the 15 reviews it got when it came out, put it at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I just saw a revival of the stage version of this movie. It's called The Boys in the Band. Mm. And it was a good show if you like show, you know, plays. And it's from it's from 1970. But how much did it make at the North American box office, according to Wikipedia, without going over? Sam, what is your guess?
$7 million.
It's a film about a bunch of gay gentlemen having a party.
$7.5 million.
Okay, Ron, what do you think?
Well, I'm a little nervous about this one, Doug. The 1970s was a pretty ugly time in this country. I'm going to say $36,000.
Okay.
Stonewall, folks. Look it up. It's fucking terrible.
What do you think, Tom Tokar?
Damn, this is... I feel like money was a different thing back then. Like, you know what I mean? Like $1 million back then was like $50 billion now. I don't know.
Not really.
No, it's true.
Money really has changed. That's why I use Potcoin.
I'm going to say 1 million.
Okay.
Now, it's about a group of gay people having a party?
Yeah, it's a party. It's AIDS doesn't even come up because it's in 1970.
Sure.
But it's a lot of arguing about whether you should be closeted or not. That kind
but
of
people
thing.
Keep going to the bathroom to throw up during the movie. I'm saying because they have AIDS and they don't know it. God damn.
Oh,
no. Come
so
on, guys.
Wow.
Gee, I don't know about
Jesus Christ.
That.
Oh.
I don't know.
Bad person.
No.
What a bad person.
I'm a bad guy.
One of the worst
Yikes.
People.
Yikes.
Is it my turn to guess how much the movie about gay men? I'm going to say $400 million.
You are brave. You are brave, Jim Norton.
Stand by your person. Boys in the band. And what do you think there, Mark?
I'm going to say $300,000.
Okay.
Wait, I'll say $1. Yeah! $1.
I didn't know we could change answers, Doug.
Would you like to change your answer, Ron?
Quarter. No, I'll say...
What do you say?
A quarter.
Oh.
I'm just a little thrown off when Tom did that AIDS stuff. It was pretty...
That was very upsetting.
Remember that? It was terrible.
That was upsetting.
Yeah, that's harsh. You know what, Doug has AIDS.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why I brought it up. Figured I'd just slip it into the conversation, get it over with. I have been losing some weight. What, so you're happy with your bit?
I don't even know where we are, Doug, so I'm going to hold.
We're in the Great Gramercy stick. Theater in New York City. Let me start over. Okay, so we got Mark on the end with $1, Jim with $400 million. Tom, of course, went with $1 million because he loves the Austin Powers series.
Yeah.
Ron,
$300,000. I think
$36,000.
$36,000.
Yeah. I apologize. Yeah.
Well, money was different then.
Yes.
It's a crazy time.
Sam said $7 million.
$7 million.
$7 million.
Yeah.
So, the winner is Tom Takkar. It made $3.5 million.
Thank you. I was right. AIDS is wrong.
But it was in a very influential...
Do you think I'm serious? That's my question. Do you think I'm anti-people with AIDS? It's really
Come on, you guys. Hang on. I'm going to say the C word in a second. It's apparently, the boys in the band is the first, United States, United States production in which a character uttered the word cunt.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah.
Well, at least you know he wasn't eating it.
I thought that was Samantha Bee. That's wild.
All gay. I thought it was my dad in a home movie. I was a sensitive boy.
Point the camera over here, you little.
You little feckless boy.
It's like you were there, Doug.
I didn't say it twice because I don't want this episode to get an R rating.
Sure.
you can say it once in a PG-13. Yeah, like in the, you just wait, Jurassic World, the first time a dinosaur runs in, somebody goes, cunt! As long as if it's a non-sexual usage of the word, you can say it once.
Are you sure? Are you sure that was the first time?
What?
That was really the first time that
I love that Jim is the cunt historian.
No, I've seen The Wizard of Oz. And when they were talking about the witch, one of those little people said, she's a cunt.
The wicked cunt.
That's funny,
dead.
I said little people to be politically correct and threw cunt out. What a fucking idiot.
Okay, so I think that's what they say. It's in Wikipedia, so
sure.
That's not necessarily true. That's part of the fun. So that means Tom Takkar gets to go first in our next game, and it's something called ABCD's Nuts.
Hell yeah.
D's Nuts. It's a spelling game of sorts. Tom will start us off, and then we'll go to Jim, and then to Mark, and then to Sam, and then to Ron. Ron, I forgot to mention earlier in the show, is my money's on him to win tonight.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm the Charlie.
That empty box, I'm fucking throwing it, dude. I'm telling you right now.
I'm the Pete Rose of podcasters. I bet on my own games. And my money's all on Ron. All of my pot coins are on Ron. And since y'all are on Sirius XM, we're going to spell the word satellite. So the first letter goes to Tom. It's S. All you got to do, Tom, is name any movie through the history of movies that begins with the letter S. But if you match the one that I've written down that's part of a theme,
yes,
then you win automatically. You win the whole game. And the first letter in satellite, of course, is S.
All right. I'm going to go with She's All That.
Perfectly good answer.
Fine answer.
Not what I wrote down.
Fuck.
How could you know the theme? You went first. I don't know why I think first is an advantage of some kind.
It's really a disadvantage.
I went with Silent Running.
I almost said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Bruce Dern and some robots. Sam and I agree that robots are bad.
That's right.
We're both anti-robot, even though his name is suspiciously close to robot, and therefore makes me think he's just pretending to be against robots, because he is one who just changed his name.
Don't worry about that.
Spoken like a true robot. Calmly.
This is true about Sam, though, and I'll say that. He's not real, but his love is.
Whose tagline is that, anyway? Okay, so next letter to Jim is A. Any movie begins with A.
Against the Odds.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Take a look at me now. I am just an empty space. I went with Alien.
What's that?
Alien.
Alien?
Yeah, it's about ICE comes in and says, hey, time to go.
Oh, hey, I don't go for that type of humor.
It's a real thing going on. That's all it is, a reference. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything pro ICE. I meant to. No. T is the next letter for you there, Mark Norman.
I'll go with a Twister.
Oh, yeah. I said 2010. Yeah. Also referred to as the year we make contact. Starring Gogo Lithgow. Your letter, Sam, is E.
Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Oh, I like that movie. I said Ender's Game. L, Ron Hubbard.
You beat me to it.
First of all, I just realized I have no idea how to spell satellite.
I was like, obviously there's two T's.
Yeah, I was way into a T for myself. I kind of feel like I'm picking up on this. Is it Logan's Run?
No. But that was, you don't have to leave. I went with a movie called Life. Not the Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy thing, the white one. The Gyllenhaal Reynolds one.
Black Life Matter.
Okay, we got another L there for Tom.
Shit. I'm going to go with Lion.
Lion?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good movie.
I know what you're doing. I can't think of the fucking...
Right? Don't you wish you'd said Lost in Space?
God damn it! No.
I is the next letter for Jim.
Inception.
Oh, great guess. Same director. Interstellar.
That's what I was going to say for I. Dude, when I fucked up that I thought the two T's were in there, I was going to fucking say Interstellar. God damn it, I'm dumb.
All right, now Mark... I'm not going to say this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
But I think you should get this.
Ah, shit. I have T.
Yeah.
Tron.
Oh! No! 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I didn't know we could use the
That's
numbers.
Tough. Sam.
I really had that in my head, but I was like, it's a number. He'll squash
now,
me.
Now, Sam could bring this whole thing home if he's got a good E.
Hell yeah.
I do have a good one.
Yeah?
Earth Girls Are Easy.
You motherfucker!
Oh! That is a good one, but I went with Event Horizon.
What? I really thought it was.
Yeah, you guys got shut out.
Damn it.
Pew, 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 pew!
Fuck.
But that was fun, though, right?
For you.
Yes, for me, it was very fun.
Sorry, Bert.
No, dude, you're doing great for your... No, no one's won yet. Tom,
yeah, this part
barely...
doesn't matter.
Tom's untouchable right now.
Well, he does get to go first again. Ooh. But we're going to switch the order up. We're going to go to Ron, and then Sam, and then Mark and Jim. And we're going to play, to determine the winner tonight, a game called Last Man Stanton. I'm going to get the name of an actor or actress from a pre-selected audience member that I met on Twitter. And we didn't really meet, you know what I mean. And they'll tell us the name of an actor. You guys take turns naming movies that actor was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you always have your lifeline. You can go one time to the person whose name tag you chose, even if it was an empty box. And yeah, that explains it. Let's see who tweeted me. Where is B. Hilton Hale? Oh shit. How's it going up there? Is it fun up there? You want a donut? No, not you guys. The person I'm talking to. Do you want one that's gross or disgusting? I don't know if this is going to work. Oh, he's standing up there. Holy shit. Well, there's somebody passing by. That's going to be some collateral damage right there. All right. Who is that lady? Is she off to teach a class at Hogwarts? All right, here we go. Did I hit the lights?
So
I always hit the
close.
Lights when I try to go that far. Sorry, dude.
Watch yourself. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, we got a lot of them. All right, so what's your suggestion? Who? Cuba Gooding Jr.
Come on!
All right, so Mark is voicing displeasure.
Well.
You're not into it?
There's
only so many.
He doesn't have that many movies.
Right. There's like seven.
Wait, what was the first part? He stinks?
He stinks. Whoa.
Wait, you can't look it up. All right. So since the panel's being picky. No, I mean, nobody else said anything, but I think we'll go for a twofer. I'll get a second name. You can name movies from either of those two people.
Oh!
If you don't like the second name, then I can't.
Okay. My head is spinning right now. I have no idea.
Where is X Conzo?
Conzo!
What's up? What's that name mean, X Conzo? X Conzo's a family nickname?
Because you got out of prison and you're cute or something? What does that mean? He said you can call him X Conzo.
You're all Italian and been in prison? Ex-conzo. Slice up the garlic, ex-conzo. Okay. And who are you suggesting? Jeff Bridges. Come on. That's a big one.
Guy's done nothing.
What?
I prefer Bo.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges has 3 movies.
He's got a couple more than that.
We can interchange in and out with Cuba and Jeff.
Yeah, Cuba yeah. Or Jeff.
Or Bo.
What?
Or Bo or Lloyd.
You know,
yeah,
fucking
Bo.
Yes.
Yeah,
fucking Bo as well. Bo Bridges.
Oh!
Jeff
Wait,
Bridges.
What? That's too much. Too much.
Okay. Any major bridge that's in the continental U.S.
Could a Cuba Gooding
Lloyd.
Jr.
Lloyd.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Omar Gooding Jr.
Wow.
Yeah. Damon Wayans Jr. Any of those people.
Odell Beckham Jr. Any Jr.
The movie Jr.
Well, now you ruined that one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, so we'll start with Tom, and then Ron is up next.
All right.
And just wait for me to call you guys so we can really build up the drama on this thing. Tom?
I feel like I got to take it first. The Big Lebowski.
You're always taking it first. Ron?
Doug, I prefer to play this the way this gentleman meant the game to be played from the beginning. And I'm going to go Jerry Maguire.
Ah, fuck.
And be as fair as possible.
Nice. What do you think there, Sam?
I think Ron's right. That is how we should be playing the game. And I pick Snow Dogs.
You son of a
Mark Norman.
I'm going to ride this train to Cuba. And I'm going to go with As Good As It Gets.
Ooh, yes. Jim?
Am I allowed to say the O.J. Simpson?
No.
Television show,
Jim. Oh, it was still a movie. Yeah. All right,
TV movie.
Doug loves movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doug
Jim
loves
hates
murder.
Sam's. Okay, fine. Against the odds.
What's that? Yeah, Against the Odds. Of course. Already came up earlier. Okay. I sang a little bit of it.
A little recycling.
Yeah.
Isn't it Against All Odds?
What do you say?
Against All Odds.
I thought you said Against the Odds.
Oh, I did, yes, but it's Against All Odds.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Oh, thanks, my mistake.
Ron. No, because I said Against the Odds before and no one corrected me, so that became the name of the film for this.
And even Phil Collins in the song for the movie even says, Against All the Odds. He throws a the in there.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, he's
correct.
Crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, he's, I mean, Susudio was bad enough, but then.
Yeah.
All right, Tom Takar.
I'm gonna keep aboard the old trip to Cuba. I'm gonna go Boat Trip.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my favorite AIDS movie. I'm gonna stick on brand. I don't like this either.
Don't forget to check out You Up with Nikki Glaser and AIDS comic. She should get a new sidekick.
How long till Tom uses rent?
Ron Bennington.
Well, I'm a little concerned here. I don't want to come off as a racist. But I'm going to say Boys in the Hood.
Oh, fuck.
Is that correct?
It's one of the better Jeff Bridges movies.
Yeah.
He's so great as Doughboy. I can't believe I pulled the name of a character from that movie.
Yeah, that's great.
Sam?
What's the name of that movie with George Clooney where he's in Hawaii? Aren't the
oh,
bridges?
You know, it's called...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
Lifeline.
Ron can help you. Yeah, and also you can go to your Lifeline. But also it's the films of both the great Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jeff Bridges, both Oscar winners.
I've been...
Both looking fine in a cowboy hat.
The name... of the movie Blue Hawaii was suggested to me, but I don't think I'm going with Blue Hawaii.
That's like an Elvis movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to my Lifeline, Bert.
Okay, what do you got, Bert?
Tron.
Of course, Tron.
Tron is
right there.
Me and Bert.
Tron. Okay.
I forgot Cuba Gooding Jr. was in that.
It's easy to forget, you know. Who wants a bag of donuts?
Joey.
Joey does, of course. Good catch, Joey. Where are we at? Who's up? Mark?
As a guy who used to work at Blockbuster, I don't think I ever saw this, but I saw the cover. So I'm going to say Breathless.
What?
You're thinking of Richard
Gere? The audience
Gere?
Is saying no.
Breathless?
No. The audience is telling you no.
That's Richard Gere.
But do you trust them?
Richard Gere.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah, Richard Gere was in a movie called Breathless, a remake of
Luca
Degarde. Luca Degarde.
Jean-Luc Degard.
It's something what? With a B.
Jean-Luc.
What blockbuster?
Hey, what
did
are you doing?
At?
Why don't you go to your lifeline, and then by all the time right, it comes right. back around to you, you might have some ideas, maybe some sequels. Oh, what are you doing, sir? You're the worst lifeline I've ever heard.
I know, jeez.
He's just guessing.
He said Tron
so he's
too.
Saying the sequel, the you know, the long-awaited sequel.
Trunk.
Shh.
What?
Shh. What's he got?
Oh,
you got it?
Oh, he's in Iron Man 2, right?
Wait, what? What's happening? He's got it. The right answer, I think.
Sorry. There you go. Tron
what are you saying?
Legacy.
Tron Legacy is correct. Very good. But also, you threw out a great clue for somebody else.
That first guess was stupid.
Yeah. He's in something like Breathless or Breakaway or something.
All right. There's no reason to keep guessing.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jim?
Officer and a Gentleman.
No,
I'm kidding. It's another Richard Gere movie. I think
I've got nowhere else to go.
Yeah. I think you're thinking of Fearless
with
Rosie Perez
yes.
and Benicio del Toro and a Dead
yes.
Bubbles.
Yes.
You worked at Major Video.
great movie to see on a plane.
Yeah.
Fearless.
No.
Right.
Tom?
I'm going to go with a fine film that's related to all of us on this panel, Radio!
Radio,
good
of
one.
Course.
Good
Why
one.
Didn't that happen sooner? Ron Bennington.
I'd move it over to the bridges. I'm going to go Thunderbolt and Lightfoot,
oh.
ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
A classic.
That was almost a bridges too far. What do you think, Sam? Did any of that spark any ideas in you? Do you think you can come to life and...
Iron Man 2?
Ah, shit. That
okay,
was my fault.
Okay, say it again slower.
Iron Man?
Stop.
I meant Iron Man 2.
Iron
That's
Man.
Another movie to bring up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Iron Man is correct.
Iron Man as well, I should have said.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Mark.
I don't know why none of you guys took that one.
Yeah, Iron Man was good. Paul's out, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, he was very little help.
I know the movie.
You shouldn't miss him.
I just don't know the title.
Oh, okay. Why don't you do the math?
I can act it out.
Talk it through. Maybe when you're describing it, you land on the title, like, oh, this is a guy who was on a roof. He seemed fearless.
Backdraft?
What?
That's
Bo.
Russell.
Bo.
For which one?
Bo.
Bo?
Bo's not in that.
Bo. First of all, I can't believe somebody's trying a Bo Bridges at this
that's
point.
That's Kurt Russell.
Well, it's like a
but
lot
it's
of
Kurt
Alec
Russell
Baldwin.
And
Bo Russell.
And De Niro. And
Baldwin.
The, yeah.
Oh,
the,
you're thinking of Janine Garofalo.
She in that?
No.
Oh.
All right. So you're out there.
I got the movie in my head, but you got, yeah, I don't have the title. You got
yeah, yeah.
I'm out.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks for playing, dude.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Real solid effort. Don't tell people you came in fifth place. Just say that you were an also ran.
Is this the whole game, or is there another one after this?
This is the determining is game. Yeah. People have places to go. Jim's got a doll to fuck. Where?
I wonder if Sam Levine is like looking at the same moon as you fuck that thing.
The same moon. You're
He's
such
like
a romantic guy, even telling a dirty joke. Jim, what do you think?
King Kong.
King Kong, that's right,
good
with
job.
Jessica Lange. Very good. Do you want this weed off of this guy?
You take it.
You sure?
I took the joint.
Because you can have the fun pipe, too. He always brings fun pipes.
I got to go to the show.
Okay.
But thank you, Paul.
Okay, good job, Paul.
Sorry about the loss.
What was your answer, Jim?
King Kong.
Oh, yeah, okay. Tom?
I'm going to go to my lifeline because I think I have one, but I think I might be thinking of the wrong guy.
Oh,
what do
shit.
You got?
Fisher King. What's that? Oh!
Fisher
she
King.
Says Fisher King.
There it is.
Katie.
Fisher
well done.
King.
Yeah.
That was the one you were trying to think of?
No.
Mark?
No, but I'm not going to describe mine because it might jog something.
Okay. This is a bag of two donuts. Oh, front row, this will be easy. There you go. Ron. Oh, wait. Yeah, okay, Ron.
I'm gonna go.
No, wait.
Oh, good one.
Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water, everybody. Come on.
I love that movie.
Thank you.
I was saving that one. God damn it. Well done, Ronnie.
Thank you, everybody.
Shit.
Sam? Did anybody say things that helped you think of what another?
Yeah, but I'm in the Mark Norman boat of knowing movies that I don't know the words that are in the titles.
Mm. Yes. Same boat, different hairline.
Yeah.
Easy joke. Easy joke. I'm already out.
What do you think?
I was hoping they would laugh longer so I could think longer.
I can keep going.
You have
the cheeks of a toy soldier. Yes. All right.
That was a pretty long laugh.
Yeah, no, it was.
He really had a nice window there.
Yeah.
Really could have come up with something.
I feel like there's like Western movies.
Oh, boy, are there ever.
Yeah.
Yes, there are. Oh, now Tom's got one.
I think I do.
He's got one of those shirts.
Hell yeah.
Wolves, baby.
Ron Bennington with the assist.
He's suggesting the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Classic Western. He's right about that. Does fit that genre, but no.
I don't remember. Let's say Tombstone.
Oh, that's not bad. We're really hitting all the Kurt Russell movies.
Overboard!
What? Oh, yeah, Kurt Russell. I get it. Okay, so you're out?
Not Tombstone, then.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. Yep.
Bert, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Bert doesn't know either.
All right, Jimmy.
Bert knows that he's pissed.
What do you got, Jimmy?
I'm going to go to the Lifeline. Who's in the hit list?
Cuba Gooding Jr. in the hit list.
Right. Thank you. Good one.
Okay.
The hit list.
That's the thing with Wahlberg? What? Okay, now I'm thinking I might have to bring in the corrections department. Tom?
I want to say 310 to Yuma.
Yes. For which one?
For Bridges, baby.
He's not in that.
Isn't that right? Should have said Cuba.
Is it Cuba?
Yeah, I might have fallen for it if you say Cuba.
Can I? I had another one.
You don't have to tell him who it actually is.
Is he not in that? What is he?
He's not. Well, who are you looking at?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I saw somebody.
Don't go to the audience for help because they will give it to you.
I was asking for affirmation. I don't know.
All right, yeah.
I had another one, but yeah, I don't know.
What's the other one you were thinking of?
Furious 7, but I think that's Kurt Russell now.
Yeah, it is.
God damn it.
Oh, talk about Big Trouble in Little China. All right, the thing is that we have to move on. Is Ron still in?
Yes.
I am.
Okay, what do you got, Ron?
I'm going to say True Grit. True Grit.
True Grit.
That's it.
True Grit.
That's the one.
Right?
That's the one.
Yeah. That's a hard title
True
to come
Grit
up with.
True Grit to Yuma.
That's the one.
It takes two to tango and cash.
If you would have said Kurt Russell, these guys would have been amazing.
Yeah.
That joke really made me want to escape from New York.
Yeah!
Go now!
Yeah! Yeah. Ooh, right. That was a little overboard.
Pirate Ron was correct.
These guys are still in it. They're death proof.
Me and Ron
are... Oh! You see? That's a good pick, Kurt Kuba.
You're like a computer that wore tennis shoes. And you slip out of those and you're like a barefoot executive. Okay, where are we at? Jim, back to Jim.
The Vanishing.
Oh!
Oh, of course.
Way to pull that out of your ass.
Nice. Really creepy movie. Bless you, audience member who sneezed. Tom is out.
I'm out.
Out, Ron. Bless you
God,
again.
It's moving.
She is allergic to the finish of a competition. Very strange allergy.
I'm going to go Last Picture Show.
Wow.
Last Picture Show.
Wow.
What a film, huh, folks? What a film. What an audience.
Yes. Good one. Deep cut, McGee. Back to Jim. This is exciting.
Now, were you kidding when you said Beau Bridges?
No, you could say Beau Bridges movies.
The Incident.
Ah!
Beau okay. Bridges, Martin Sheen,
okay.
Ed McMahon, Tony Visconti. Right.
Cuba.
Yes.
The country.
Jim's doing his confident lean.
Yeah, he might win.
You're on my stool.
Sam just slapped his knee as if to say, I just thought of another one.
I just thought of that George Clooney movie I was thinking of
in the beginning.
What was it?
I can't.
Sorry.
Ron.
Jeff Bridges.
Are you introing a special about him?
What an actor Jeff Bridges is, you know? We could just sit for a while and think about all the great movies.
Oh, so many great movies.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Boxy right now. Boxy.
Okay, let me repeat what he's saying.
Right.
What dreams may come, that's Cuba, bro.
It's Cuba, bro.
He also wants us to know there's a missing child in this house. Sure, so I just took it to myself.
Did someone say don't call it a callback? He's been here for years. Okay. Jim, do you have another one?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get the exact name of it. It's a Cuba Gooding De Niro movie.
Yes. I had that one too. Couldn't think of the name.
Nope, me neither.
You got it. Dig deep.
Yeah. Let's work through
Stand
it.
Stand with Honor.
Close.
Oh.
Close.
One less word?
With Honor was my first thought.
No.
Okay, then I'm incorrect.
Stand
Honor.
Oh.
Stand Honor, yes, about abusing a woman.
That guy clapped too hard.
Ron, do you have another one?
Look. I mean, you know, Bo and Jeff Bridges together.
Oh, okay, shit. Don't say it. I just wanted to know if you had another one, Jim.
I do.
I'm going to help you out here. I think.
Do have another one, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. Yeah!
Yeah.
What is it?
The Bridges Follies.
Oh!
Starring Jeff and Bo.
No, I was going to help you out with that other one. You said With Honor?
With Honor, yeah.
Yeah. Are they in black?
What?
Right? Does that make sense as a clue?
What's that?
Who's in black?
Oh, Men in Black. Fuck.
Men in Black?
Fuck, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
What movie is...
So who's with Honor?
Who's with Honor?
Yeah.
That was...
Oh, my God.
Oh, Men with Honor?
I think that's it. Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know the movie.
I thought I was close to it. Ron, go ahead and bring this home.
Of course, it's Jeff and Bo Bridges together with lovely Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wow.
They play the piano, but if you bring an empty box and hand it to me, you don't get shit.
Oh!
Oh, man.
All right. This has never happened before. But Jim is our winner.
Congratulations.
I like how Ron's acting like you didn't choose the box. You still took it.
Don't steal my moment.
Oh, sorry.
That was really...
Sorry.
It's everything I ever wanted.
It's your moment. Your moment.
Katie, did you put a shithead on the Infinity Glove? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got. I need that. And you want this back, right?
Yes.
Do you want to keep it, Tom?
No.
He's just going to jerk off with it. Yeah. It does look nice. The old Pearl Thanos. Wait, we still never got the title, by the way.
What?
Never got the title.
Yeah, because he quit.
What was the
cue? He's not going to give everyone the satisfaction.
Don't steal my moment.
All right. What
was it's called The Fabulous Baker Boys.
All right.
Yeah.
What was the Cuba Gooding De Niro movie? Men of Honor? Oh, okay. Of Honor, thank you. It was a
men
terrible
Men of Honor,
Cuba
shit.
Cuba in a scuba.
I knew it had men in it. I knew it was men.
Wait, wasn't he in a movie where he was like a road country singer?
Yeah, Crazy Wild Heart.
That was the one! That was the one!
Starman!
Starman! Ah,
did I ask you...
Crazy Horse.
What else
Crazy
do we miss?
Horse.
Jim, I can't believe you didn't remember. Oh no, that was Ned Beatty.
Oh, Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart. Cuba Gooding Jr. is it Coming to America?
Oh,
holy
wait.
Shit. Yeah. What?
The Descendants was
say?
The one I was thinking.
Doug. Descendants.
Descendants.
Yes.
All right, Descendants.
Rat race.
Descendants.
Oh,
K-Pax.
Wait, K-Pax.
Starman.
R.I.P.D. R.I.P.D.
It's chaos.
Wasn't
it's
he chaos. Also in It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World?
Yelling every title. Yeah.
Who? Rat race.
Oh.
Rat
oh,
race.
Oh wait. Sea Hunt. Sea Biscuit.
Sea Hunt.
Who's in Hot Shots? Kurt Russell? No. Pearl Harbor, fuck me. Good one. It's a good one. Yeah, American Gangster.
They don't
yeah, Doug.
We get it.
They just keep yelling at us.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, if we stood here for an hour, would you guys still keep yelling out?
Prove it.
But, Little Wolver Vinny, come get your prizes, dude. Right. Congratulations to Wolver Vinny.
Wait, that might have been Kurt Russell, actually.
It was.
That was Kurt Russell, right? Yeah, you lying
That's
bastard.
That's hilarious.
There you go. And you want some donuts?
It's not easy up here.
Here is a box of donuts. Do you want an empty box? Because that's what that is. Hang on. Here you go. You get some donuts.
Congratulations, son.
There's a couple more boxes hit down front here that we didn't get around to throwing out into the audience, so anybody just come down and grab some out of there if you want. I mean, not right now, dude. Have some couth. You could take one now. I'm just fucking around. You could take one while we're doing the plugs. Sam Roberts, what do you got to plug, dude?
Jim Norton and Sam Roberts every morning on Sirius XM 103. At 8 a.m. Eastern, and Sam Roberts Wrestling Podcast every Thursday, where podcasts are available.
Nice. Thank you for being here. Ron Bennington.
I just want to plug, I'll be going to Costa Rica to work with sick children. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to the people of Costa Rica. They're very, very important.
Okay. He yelled, congratulations, Grandpa. Which I think because, you know, he's often mistaken for Al Lewis.
Remember you brought up earlier, I'm going to be a grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew why he was saying it, but it was just sort of like throwing in that, like, I'm going to be real personal with this guy.
Yeah.
From my seat in the audience. What is happening?
Yeah, get that donut, bitch.
Are we looking for Amber again? What's going on? Wait, why is it, what's going on with the lights? Holy shit, that edible took forever to kick in. All right, Tom Takkar.
Hey, I
up
have
with
a,
Nikki Glaser. Get up with Nikki Glaser. Fuck it up with Nikki Glaser.
Good you movie. Up
with honor.
Nikki Glaser.
With honor.
10 a.m. to noon, SiriusXM, Comedy Central 95. Also, check out my podcast, Stand By Your Band, where you have comics defend shitty music like Nickelback and Coldplay and stuff. We're doing a live one at Caroline's every month where we have comics do a battle of the bands. It's a good time. Check it out. Thanks, babies.
Jim Norton, same thing Sam said, plus.
I have a bunch of dates on sale, gigs, jimnorton.com, and also the Chip Chipperson podcast. I'm doing live shows September 15th in Boston at the Somerville Theater and September 16th in Long Island at the Paramount. Both are almost sold out, so if you want to come see the podcast live, get tickets.
Yay! Mark Norman.
I'm going to be in Brick, New Jersey at the Kurt Russell Film Festival. No, I got a bunch of dates up too. MarkNormanComedy.com, and check out my podcast, Tuesdays with Stories, with Joe West. And praise Allah.
This weekend you'll be in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys.
Yes.
I'm doing Doug Lowe's Movies there next month. Great club.
I
know, it'd be good to be there at the same time.
Yeah.
Tom's going to be there soon. I had one more plug I wanted to say. Oh, Doug Lowe's Movies is coming to Pittsburgh finally. On Saturday, June 30th at 4:20 at the Rex Theater. And thank you again to everybody who came out tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Gramercy Theater. Have some snow cones. One more time for all of my guests. Mark Norman, Jim Norton, Ron Bennington, Tom Takkar, and Sam Roberts. And as always, the Fox News right-wing lying propaganda machine is a shithead. Roger Goodell, people that correct grammar on Twitter, Congress, Trump graduated from being a shithead to just being a full, fresh, warm piece of dog shit. That's all stuff Ted says if you hold his hand. websites that asked me to download their mobile app before I could proceed or shithead. And finally, on the empty box, yeah, he did write a shithead on the back. And it is me for sharing a birthday with Donald Trump. I don't have a birthday with Donald Trump. Is a shithead!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves